Thank you, Rabbi Fine, for inviting me to come this evening. Thank you all for coming and attending. And the big question is, what should we speak about? You know, it's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, it's all, that's for next year. As Hashem, I'm sure you've heard a lot of things about Eretz Yisrael and so I figured I'll speak about something that you're probably not going to hear so much about, and hopefully it'll be a meaningful idea for you. You know, there are certain things that wherever school you went to for elementary school, doesn't matter where, you've taught certain things, and sometimes they're right, and sometimes maybe they're not so right. For example, why is this month called Mar Cheshvan? So what were you all taught in? What?
Because of Babylon.
Well, what were most of you taught?
No holidays.
What?
No holidays.
It's bitter, right? We won't talk that. Again, it doesn't matter what school you went to. Somehow, some things are, you know, some maybe mistakes are perpetuated. So maybe we could try to understand a deeper understanding of what Mar Cheshvan is all about. Okay. So the first thing, for many years, those that had an opportunity to come uptown and use the Gottesman Library, so I'm one of the people who has been there for many years. So for many years, I sat next to Dr. Professor Chaim Tawil. I don't know if that means anything to you. Dr. Tawil was a linguist, live and be well. He lives in Eretz Yisrael now. And, you know, he's a big expert on grammar and Aramaic grammar. He wrote a lexicon, like a dictionary type thing. And more important is that he was very involved in bringing many Yemenite Jews to Eretz Yisrael. And you could read about it, and I'm sure the library has the book about his whole story. But Dr. Chaim Tawil, you look it up. It's a good eye of how many people's lives were saved of Yemenite Jewry. So he always would like to tell me this time of year that Mar Cheshvan, this thing about the Mar, and this is like a Bubba. He's a Sfaradi, so I don't know if he said a Bubba Maisa, but that's the same equivalent. So he said to me like this, and this I've discussed with Professor Moshe Bernstein, and heard from his father as well, that Mar Cheshvan is not Mar Bitter Cheshvan. It's two words, Marach, Mem Reish Ches, and Shivan, Shin Vav Nun. And Marach, the Mem is sometimes is Mischala for the Yud, so it's Yud Reish Ches, Yerach, and Vav and Mem are Mischalif, Yerach Shamein, meaning the eighth month. Yerach month, Shamein Shmini, eighth month. And that was the idea of what Mar Cheshvan really means. It's the eighth month, because if you count from Nisan, so Tishrei is the seventh month, and Cheshvan is the eighth month. So Yerach Shmini. Now, we are also part of this myth that there's no holiday thing, and that's why the... So believe it or not, there is a holiday in Mar Cheshvan. Any clue to that? Well, Rosh Chodesh, every month has Rosh Chodesh. Every month has Shabbosim, right? Okay. So this is the story. So let me tell you a medrash. If you want to look inside, this Rav Moshe Shapiro pointed out, it's in Yalkut Shimoni. If you have the sefer called Bnei Yisoschar, have you heard of that sefer? Bnei Yisoschar is a very, it's a Chassidish sefer by the Dinever, and it goes by the months. So you look on the Cheshvan, and the, one of the first or second pieces in the sefer will have this medrash. And I'll tell you the medrash, and then we'll try to understand the significance of the medrash for ourselves. So this is the medrash. We know that originally, before the Beis Hamikdash, there was a Mishkan, and then there was a Bais Rishon, Bais Sheni, and then Bez Hashem one day, a Bais Shlishi. So the Chazal tell us that the Mishkan really was completed in the month of Kislev. Completed in the month of Kislev. But for some reason, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted that it should be postponed, the celebration, till Nisan, where Yitzchak was born. I guess Mishkan is the Avoda. Yitzchak was like a Korban. So it was. So basically, it was done in Kislev, ready to go in Kislev. And but the celebration was postponed till Nisan. So the Medrash, as Rabbi Moshe Shapiro pointed out to me from the library, the Medrash from the Lashon Hushlam in Melachim, that it was Nigmar, Hushlam, also explains, as Moshe Shapiro pointed out, as Tashlumin, meaning Hashem wanted to compensate, that Kislev was sort of given, you know, was not handled properly. Because really Kislev deserved to be the month of celebration. That's when the Mishkan was completed. So that should have been the month of celebration. So Hashem said, you know what? The Bayis Sheni, we're going to celebrate, that's when we celebrate Hanukkah, and Kislev. So that'll be the Tashlumim for the fact that we didn't celebrate by the Mishkan in Kislev. Then Chazal tell us the Bais Rishon of Shlomo HaMelech was done what? In Chodesh what? Cheshvan. Chodesh. What is it called? Bull. Right? The Pasuk says Beis Vavlamin. In Mar Cheshvan. So the Bais Rishon was finished in Mar Cheshvan. But then what? The celebration only took place when?
Tishrei.
Almost a year later. That's when the famous Chazal tells us that they ate and drank for 7 days, and then they celebrated Sukkos for 7 days, and they were a little bit guilty. They felt guilty because if you celebrate for 7 days before Sukkos, that means that they ate and they drank on when? Yeah. On Yom Kippur. So the Baskel calmed them down and said, don't worry, you did the right thing to celebrate in the commemoration of the making of the Bayis Rishon. But it was really done, the Pasuk says, in Mar Cheshvan. But it was postponed till Tishrei. So Mar Cheshvan now needs to get, you know, something, you know, a prize to compensate for its loss. So that's Chazal say, that's the Bayis Shlishi. And then the Bayis Shlishi, when Be'ez Hashem, when the third Beis HaMikdash comes, and we know Rashi says that the third Beis HaMikdash might be coming Min HaShamayim, so the celebration is going to be in Mar Cheshvan. And that's the Chazal. And you could look this up. As I told you, it's in different places, but if you look in the Bnei Yisoschar and Chodesh Cheshvan, you'll see this Chazal. So, on one hand, you know, we don't have any holiday currently in this month, But eventually, this is going to be like the super holiday, because this is going to be the holiday of the third Beis HaMikdash. And the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be what? Is going to be the Beis HaMikdash that's going to be lasting. So that's going to be... So on one hand, you say, you know, Mar. No, it's not Mar. It's good. This month is good. It's the eighth month, and it's the month where we're going to have the greatest celebration. So maybe you could put it on a different perspective than we were taught as growing up, that this is the bitter month, it has no holidays, etc. So that is the Chazal. But what does it mean for us? Now, how does that relate to me? Okay, there's going to be one day we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to celebrate the Cheshvan, and what does that do for me today, in 2023, today, here? What does it do for me? So let us discuss a little bit about the idea of the Chanukah Habayis, Habayis HaShlishi. We know that it's brought down that Bayis Rishon was Keneged Avram Avinu, Bayis Sheni Keneged Yitzchok, and Bayis Shlishi Keneged Yaakov. And that's the Bayis that's going to be lasting. So what's special about Yaakov above the other two Avos? I mean, all the Avos are special. They're the foundation of our Mesorah from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But what? Two words about Yaakov Avinu. Two words. What are the two words I want? What? Mitoso Shleima. Exactly. Very good. Mitoso Shleima, meaning that all the offspring of Yaakov were God-fearing Jews. And it was a whole thing. Mitoso Shleima, that's what Chazal call it. Where is what? Whereas the other ones, Avram, as we know, had Yishmael, and Yitzchak Esav. So they weren't Zocha for Mitoso Shleima. But Yaakov Avinu was Zocha. I remember many times the late Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Chaim Pilchas Scheinberg, Rosh Yeshiva in Torah Or in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. He was a big Talmud Chacham, a big posek. He wore those tzitzis, etc. So I heard him speak when he was in Brooklyn by his nephew, Rabbi Tzvi Bajnan Shlita. And he always would say like this: what do we say in davening on Mincha on Shabbos? No? Avraham Yagel Yitzchak Yiranei Yachanov Uvavanu Vinuchubo. So he says like this: Avraham Yagel. Yagel is a type of happiness. Yitzchak Yiranei is also a type of happiness. But Yaakov Yanuchuvo. What is Yanuchuvo? Is Minuchas HaNefesh. Minuchas HaNefesh means you have a certain measure of tranquility. Even though we know the Chazal say Bikesh Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva, but the Korah, but he had something Menucha that Avram and Yitzchak didn't have. And said Rav Scheinberg, where is the Menucha coming from? So he says Yaakov Uvonov, because it was his Bonov as well, his Mitoso Shleima, that he had the Menucha Sanefesh, because the Menucha Sanefesh, that they, all his children were God observing, you know, and that's not an easy feat. It's not an easy feat today, and it's not an easy feat back then to be able to, especially you have 12 children, and they're all coming out in the proper way. So that's something that's very special, and that gives tranquility for the parent. And where does this come from? So we know that Rav Shamsham Raphael Hirsch made a famous comment about the... And if it wouldn't be Rav Shamsham Raphael Hirsch saying it, you know, it's not something we could say on our own, because being critical of the Ovos, you know, is not something that we should be doing. That's, you know, modern day, a lot of scholars like to try to analyze Sefer Bereishis as if it were a novel, or you know, and make their own conclusions about what this person is and what that person is, the way people would analyze literature, and that's not our tradition. But he pointed out, Rav Shamsham Raphael Hirsch, that perhaps the reason why Yaakov and Esav didn't turn out the same way is because they didn't get the unique chinuch that each one needed based on the personality that each one was. And therefore, bringing them, so to speak, to the same yeshiva, so to speak, with the same chinuch, that was the reason for perhaps the downfall, that Esav could have been a God-fearing Jew if he would have, like the Shem Yishmuel said, maybe he was supposed to be the Zvulun, the businessman, and he would support, you know, and that would have been his role in, you know, in Yadus. Maybe he wasn't cut out for learning, but he could have been cut out for something else, but he went totally off, and that was... So the idea being that the different shvatim, Rav Shechter likes to quote the Magen Avraham that says that they're in Shemaim, the different paths of every shevet had its own nusach hatfilah, etc. Because and the Medrash Rab and Parshas Noso, when it discusses the Nesiim, it's such an interesting thing. Parshas Noso repeats again and again, right? The same again and again and again. But the Medrash says, but each Nasi had a different kavana. Yisachar was Torah, and Zvul was this, and this was Malchus. You know, even though superficially it looks like they were all the same, but they were all different. And the idea being that the reason for the success of the Yud Beis Shvatim is, and Rav Shechter pointed this out, and others, that they each had a different avoda, and they weren't limited to be shaped in one box, which might have caused what perhaps Rav Shamsham Raphael Hirsch claimed, the reason of Yaakov and Esav, that Esav departing from the way that he could have, should have, would have been. And that is chinuch. The famous Vilna Gaon in Sefer Mishle, it says, Chal noch lanar al pi darko. Pasuk says, Gam ki yazkin l'yosur mimenu. So the Vilna Gaon quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, where the Gemara in Shabbos says that sometimes a person is born with a predestination of his being based on the mazel. This may be a little esoteric for us to understand, but we don't have to understand it in such an esoteric way, but just as we all know, as from your own siblings or your own friends, you have different personalities and different characteristics. And the goal is not to everyone to be cookie cutter same, but everyone to be who they are. And that's what the Vilna Gaon says. Chanoch lanar al pi darko, if you realize that what your derech is within the frame of Yiras Shamayim, but maybe your derech is different than a different derech, but it all could be incorporated in the Torah and Yiras Shamayim and be acceptable, but not necessarily the same. Just like the Medrash Rabbah says in Parshas Noso, that even though the Nesiim brought their own karbanos, but what? And it was the same, but they were all very different because they all had a different kavana when they were brought. And that is the chinuch. And perhaps the idea being, this is the eighth month. Whereas we all went through Chodesh Tishrei. And we all sat in the sukkah, Baruch Hashem, even the first night, most of us. Yeah. Even though a lot of people gave up, right? They gave up, you know. But for many of us, I don't know for everybody, but it worked out well, I think, Baruch Hashem. So, and we all heard the shofar, and we all... But now, we're going into the regular months of the year, and we're all going on our way, but it's the month of Chinuch. But it's not just the month of Chinuch, it's the month of Chinuch of the Bayis Shlishi. And the Bayis Shlishi is the only Bayis Keneged Lot, Yaakov Avinu, and it's the only Bayis that's going to be standing forever. Because, as we said, the other Batei Mekdosh or Keneged, the other Avos, and not everything turned out 100% with Avram's children and Yitzchak's children. But Yaakov had that tapestry of each one, as Moshe Sherman pointed out, of each one being different, unique, but also within the rubric of Torah and Yerushalayim. And that's why this month is the month of Chinuch Bayis Shlishi, of Bayis Shlishi Keneged Yaakov Avinu, of Chanuch Lanar Al Pi Darko. And that's the significance of this month. And that ultimately is the biggest simcha in life. You know why? Because the biggest simcha in life is to be who you are. Not to try to be who someone else is. You be who you are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you in a certain way, with a certain talent, and a certain personality, and someone else is different. And you're all able to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your own unique way. But if you're not loyal to who you are, then you'll only have misery in life because you're not being yourself. I always say, you know, we talk about shidduchim, what you should look in a shidduch. So we call midas, this, that, the general things that we all say. But one question I always ask people, do you feel you're being yourself? Or do you feel you have to put on a, you know, sometimes when we're with our friends, we're mamish ourselves, but when we're some people that we're not as comfortable with, it's not as natural. It's not, you know, because the person your soulmate, Be'ez Hashem, you can't put up a front because this is a person you're going to be living with. So you can put up a front if you're with somebody for 2 hours and then you leave. You can, you know, but for your whole life, you know, you have to be able to say, you know, I feel on myself. I feel, I say what I feel. My mate doesn't have to agree with me, but I could say what I want, and I feel comfortable with that. And I think that is like a tremendous thing in the checklist that people make. That's something that's very important because the ultimate of simcha in life is being who you are, your unique persona, and be able to be like that. And even though, you know, somebody else could be different, but you are who you are, and you're proud of that, who you are. And there's no reason, of course, whoever we are, we could always improve or whatever, but the basic core of who we are, that's like the uniqueness of us, of every individual. That's something that we should never change, because this is who we are. And again, that doesn't mean if you're lazy, you shouldn't try to improve that. But it's certain just the mahus of the individual. And I think this is the simcha of Chodesh Cheshvan. It's the Chanukah's Bayis Shlishi. And it's the, Chodesh Baruch Hu says, Bayis Rishon was finished on Mar Cheshvan, but we didn't do the celebration until Tishrei. So this is the Tashlum. But then let me tell you another thing from this week's Parsha, from Parsha's Lech Lecha. The same idea, a wonderful idea from the Sefer Mor V'Shemesh. It's one of the classic Hasidic Sfarim. And we know that Avram Avinu says, you know, I don't have children. Anochi holech ariri. He wants an offspring. What about Eliezer? Could that be? Says Evid. So he says, "Uben Meshach Beitzi, who what? Who the Meshach Eliezer?" So I have Eliezer. Now, what does he say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Eliezer is good or not good? Not his son. Now, what does Damesek mean? What does Rashi say Damesek Eliezer means? Dole u'mashke mitoriz rabo lacherim. Meaning, Eliezer was the best student. He was the best. So, if you think of it from that perspective, the pasuk is a little bit hard to understand. Because if Avram is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want an offspring, and what you gave me is Eliezer so far. So I would think, he would say, but Eliezer, you know, he's not so great. So that's why I want, but that's not what he said. He said, what? And Eliezer's great, so then what's your problem? Okay, you want to say you want your son, but why just leave that out? I would just say I want a son, he's not my son. You don't have to accentuate. And Eliezer's great. Just say, okay, Eliezer's Eliezer. And I'm happy to Eliezer to be my Talmud, my student. But I want a real offspring. So why does he have to mention, and Damesek Eliezer, but I have Eliezer who's great. But the fact that he's great is, if anything, takes away from the point. Doesn't bolster the point. And that's the question of the Morva Shemesh. So in the Morva Shemesh has a unique interpretation of what Avram was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what he says? Unbelievable thing. The simple pshat is the Mesek Eliezer is a compliment, right? But he says, perhaps we could understand it in a different light. And that the Mesek Eliezer is not a compliment, but he said, but Eliezer is a... One word. One English word. One word?
Coffee.
Okay, but what's the word I want? You got it, but what's the word I want? And Eliezer is a... What? What's the word? Come on. You know...
Invitation?
What's the word I want?
A parrot.
Parrot. And Eliezer is a parrot. Yeah, there's some people they can write down they're good note takers, and there's parents. I don't want my offspring to be a parent. I want my offspring to be someone who learns the values from me and the ideas, but then puts it in his own unique framework. But Eliezer was a parent. Okay, I don't know if that's the simple shot, but it's probably not the simple shot. But it's still a meaningful idea. That we know that Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, all the avos were individuals of great stature, but they were each different. Avram was known for Chesed, and Yitzchak was Pachad Yitzchak, and Yaakov Torah. You know, they all had different things, different midos that we learn from them. But it wasn't just being a parent. And that's why he says, I want my son, my offspring, to be someone who's a student, but not just somebody, you know, the people in, you know, who just are good stenographers. They can write down everything. Like in every class, there's this one student who writes everything, you know. And that's good, I guess, if you want to do well on the test. If the test is going to just be, you know, spit back information, so it would be good. But it's good for a person to have that creativity of Rav Shekla says Rav Soloveitchik that that's part of, you know, following B'Tzelem Elokim. Rav Shekla said from Rav Soloveitchik is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creative. So a person to be creative is also part of that idea. Just like Mahu Rachum Ataf Tarachum, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a creator. Rav Shekla said from Rav Soloveitchik. And that, but that, Rabotai, that idea, that uniqueness of the person is ultimately what's going to give you your Simchas HaChaim. That I am what I am, and I'm happy who I am, and Bez Hashem, the spouse that I'm going to build a house with, appreciates me for who I am. And I don't have to put up a front and try to be different to who I am, because I appreciate who I am, and the person that marries me should also appreciate who I am, and you know, my personality and whatever it is. So Rabotai, when we come now to this month of Cheshvan, so it's not a bitter month. It's the eighth month. It comes off the Tishrei, where we're all more or less together doing the same things. We're all in shul hearing the shofar together, and we were all fasting on Yom Kippur together, and we were all in the sukkah together. And now we're going to branch out a little bit. You know, also being together, but in a different way, everyone going to, you know, branch out into whatever their talents and capacities are. Another thing about chinuch is the Gemara in Psachim and Daf Samaches, with the explanation of the Binyan Shlomo, as we'll say in a second. We know that there's a discussion in the Gemara how you're supposed to celebrate Shabbos and Yontif. One opinion says, split it. Half the day you'll be in shul learning and davening, and half the day you'll have a nice meal and you'll socialize, etc. Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. Or that's one opinion, that you should make it half the day. This is the other opinion is, no, you have a choice. You could decide Kulul Hashem. It means if you want, you could, or Kulul Hashem, but not Chatzi Chatzi. You could decide, I want the whole day to be a day of davening and learning and this. And according to some, even fasting. So that's the two opinions, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Should we just take Yontif, the Shabbos, and split it in half, Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem? Or do we have an option to do Kulul Hashem or Kulul Lachem? So the Gemara says, the famous Gemara that we all know is that on Shavuos, everyone has to do what? Lachem. You can't opt. It was the opposite of what you would thought. Shavuos, you would think it's the Matan Torah, so if I want, I could be learning the whole day and then fasting the whole day, and that. No. Not for Shavuos. But it's interesting that the Gemara, and Rabbi Chalap likes to point this out, it's living be well, that the Gemara says not only by Shavuos, there are two other occasions that the Gemara says that you have to what? You have to have lachet. You have to eat and drink. And you can't just say, I'm going to do, let's learn the whole day. What are those other? Besides Shavuos. Shavuos is the famous one. Had to put the Gemara on the map. Shavuos. But what are the other two occasions? Gemara.
Erev Yom Kippur.
This is a discussion of Erev Yom Kippur. What are the Okay. So
Purim.
That's one of them. Purim, yeah. Purim, Shavuos, and one other day. You know what that other day is? What?
Shabbos.
Look it up. Sachim Samaches. You look it up? Shavuos. Shabbos. Shavuos. Purim. Those are the 3 days you need lachem, that you can't opt To what?
To just have Russia. So the question is, what's the commonality between these three?
I mean, Shabbos is not just one day. It comes every week. So there's a sefer called Binyan Shlomo. So of Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna, one of the Dayanim of Vilna, of Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna. So he says the following. He says, let's start with Shabbos, and then we'll go to Shavuos and then Purim. So he says, first we have to look in the Shiltos. Shiltos? Who wrote the Shiltos? What? Someone said it? Avachaygon, right. That was the first sefer to be written after the Gemara, in the Shiltos. And it goes by the Parshas Shavua. Rabbi Moshe Tendler Zatzal, he's one of the few Rabbanim that on a Friday night in his shul, he would learn Shiltos with his congregation. So he says like this, why do we have Suda Shabbos? In Shiltos, in the beginning of Bereishis, he says, you know why we have Suda Shabbos? It's because, we said before, when you have Chanukah, right, we discuss each day had this, each Beis HaMikdash had a day of celebration, right? Chanukah Sabayis. And we said for Shlomo HaMelech, it was 7 days in Tishrei, right? We discussed. The Bayis Risho, the Mishkan was in Nisan, and Bayis Sheni was in Kislev, and then Lasid Lavo is going to be in Cheshvan, like we started off that Medrash. So whenever there's a Chanukah Sabayis, we have a celebration. So what's the Shabbos? It's a celebration of the creation of the world. So that's the Chanukah Sabayis of the creation of the world. So therefore what? You have to have a Suda. But when the world was created, what did Chazal say? When the world was created, Hashem said, if they'll accept the Torah, fine. And if not, the world will go back to Tov Avol. So it wasn't, it was in flux until what? Yom Ha Shishi B'Sivan. So then the real finishing of the creation of the world was when? Shavuos. So therefore what? Another Suda. But then at Shavuos we know that what? It was forced. Kaf Aleim Har Kegigis. And then what? And then they accepted it again. Hadar Kiblu and Mechashverosh. So therefore we have to have another celebration. And hence these three occasions. But, and the idea being is because whenever you have Chanukah, as we said, that's the Ikar Simcha. I'll tell you one other word in the Meshech Chochma, and you'll tell me which parsha it's in. Uv'yom Simchaschem, uv'mo'adechem, uv'roshei chadshechem. What? Who said it? Alostah. So, v'yom Simchaschem, what is Yom Simchaschem? It's very vague. Yom Simchaschem. So the famous Sifrei says Yom Simchaschem Elu Hashabosos. That's why Rav Yitzchak Cohen likes to say from Rav Soloveitchik. That's why we say what on Shabbos? Yismuchu b'malchuscha. But you know what the Meshachah? You look up the Meshachachma. In Parshas Bahaloska, it says, you know what Yom Simchaschem means? Different than the Sifrei. Yom Simchaschem is what? Is the time of the Chinuch, of the Beis HaMikdash. Yom Simchaschem, meaning Bais Rishon had its Yom Simchaschem, Bais Sheni had its Yom Simchaschem, went with the Mishkan. Yom Simchaschem means when there's Chinuch. So why is Chinuch Zman Simcha? Because of what the Vilna Gaon said. Because you only have simcha in life when you what? When you have a chinuch al pidarko. That, you know, you have, like in life, you have the right rebbe, the right, you're in a situation where it fits with you. it fits with your personality. I remember I used to teach a freshman the year before everyone went to Eretz Yisrael. That's your father, right? And the whole year, that's what everyone was talking about. What yeshiva they're going to go to in Eretz Yisrael. The whole year. That's why I always, you know, when it came to going, I always was at the airport because we were talking about this the whole year. So I might as well be there, you know, when everyone's going off to whatever yeshiva they decided to go off to. But the challenge often was, you know, there's some, and I'm sure this, you know this, that in some families, everyone goes to a certain yeshiva. Right? You know, you're this family, you go to this yeshiva. And the godless of some families is to realize, oh, well, maybe this person belongs in a different yeshiva, based on. And those that realize this, it's productive. Those that don't realize this, it's not. You know, results are not as good. And that's the idea, because chinuch has to be al pi darko, and if it's al pi darko, it's going to be biyom simchascha. And that's what Chodesh Cheshvan is. It's the Chanukas of the Bayis Shlishi. And the Bayis Shlishi is the Gam Kiyazki Lo Yosu Mimenu. The Bayis Shlishi is the one that's going to last, because that's Yaakov Avinu. That's Yaakov Uvonov, like Rav Scheinberg said. Yaakov Uvonov, Yanuchu Uvo, Menucha, Ava, Avram. And that's the idea. Okay, so these are some of the ideas that I thought I would share with you. You know, it wasn't so easy to figure out what should we speak about. You know, like, there's no... Cheshbon, we can't speak about matzah, and we can't speak about the lulav, and, you know, So this is what... hopefully it'll be a meaningful thing in all your life decisions, and all your, you know, things, and so I wish you all a productive year, and Ezra Hashem, and all the difficulties that we're being surrounded by in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring Yeshuos for the klal and the prat, and you should all, you know, have simchas hachayim in everything you do in life, and bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeichem.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Simon. As always, just a reminder of all the things going on tomorrow. Right now, for those who would like, I'll be giving the first of the Hilchos Tefillah Chaburas. Whether or not you're in the Bar Mitzvah Torah program or not, you're more likely to come. We started off with the topics of activities forbidden before Tefillah. Start that up in just a couple of minutes.